Okay, today's daf is Midos, daf Lamed Hey. Midos, daf Lamed Hey, the second daf in Maseches Midos, which, as we know, is only Mishnayos, no Talmud Bavli, or Talmud Yerushalmi on Maseches Midos. So we have three blot now in front of us of Maseches Midos as we finish off the Limud Daf Yomi of Seder Kadshim. So Midos is put in that there is every other Masechet is put in, so Midos and Kinim are also put in. It's also on the pagination of the Masechta. So that's why it's put in from Daf Lamed Dalet yesterday, Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, and Lamed Zayin. Okay, just to start off with a Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma, as we didn't get to speak about introduction in terms of the Midos, the Rambam and others, but just to mention one Medrash Tanchuma. It's in Parshas Tzav. The Medrash tells us, which is in Yana de Yom of Yom Yerushalayim as well, as we focus on in Yana Midos and structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Medrash, V'chein Amar Shmuel Bar Abba Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Afal Bisha Beis HaMikdash Asidli Charev, V'ha Karbanos Betelin, even though the Beis HaMikdash is destined to be destroyed, and the Karbanos will be batel, Lo Tishkechu Atzmachem L'Sadera Karbanos. Do not forget to be masada the karbanos, el hizaru likros bahen v'lishanos bahen. But be careful to read them and to learn them. V'im ta'asku bahen animal aleichem ki'ilu b'karbanos atem oskim. V'im ritzon chaleida, now we continue. And if you want to know, bo re'eh, k'shakadosh baruch hu mar'eh liyechezkel esuras habayis, mahu omer, when Hashem tells Yechezkel, shows Yechezkel the bayis ha'shlishi, what does he tell him? Hagedis Beis Yisrael as Abayis v'yikamu mi'avonoseihem u'madadu et ha'tavnit. They tell Bnei Yisrael they shall be embarrassed from their sins and they shall measure the structure. Amar Yechezkel v'nekodesh Baruch Hu. Yechezkel tells Hashem, Rebona shel Olam, ad achshav anu nesunim b'gola be'eretz soneinu v'yata omer li le'lechu l'hodia li'Yisrael tzuras Abayis. They're sitting in Gullus. You want me to go tell them how the Beis HaMikdash is going to look? That's the most appropriate nevuah to give them now. V'ketovo tal le'inehem v'yishmeru et kol tzurotav et kol chukosav v'chi yicholen hein lasos haniach lahem ad sheyalu menagola v'yachakach ani holich v'omer lahem. I'm giving them this message now. They're in Gullus. There's no Mashiach here yet. There's no Eliyahu Navi. So why am I telling them this now? Amar le'HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael u'bishvil banai nesunim bagola yehe binyan beisi batel. That's an amazing line. Because my children are in Gullus, there's not going to be any binyan and mikdash? What do you mean? There can be binyan and mikdash even if they're sitting in Gullus. Amar le'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gadol kriyasa batorah kibinyana. Lech amor lahem v'yisasku likros tzuras habayis batorah u'bishar kriyasa shiyisasku likros ba. Yisasku likros ba. Right, that means not just going to read it, it's going to be osek in the topic that you're reading. Ani ma'ale alehem ki iluhim oskim b'binyan abayis. I will make it as if they are being osek in binyan abayis. No greater way of being osek b'binyan abayis, the most that we can do, bizman hazeh, more than learning meseches midos. No greater kiyum. Yes, one might say, maybe if one wants to work for the Big Dick Kahuna Museum or the factory in the Ir Ha'atika, but as a kiyum that all Jews could do, learning and focusing on meseches midos as much as we can and yearning, Mehaber Yibana Beis HaMikdash, just like the Kodesh Baruch Hu did Nisim Lavoseinu, Bayam Mahem, that he gave us back Yerushalayim, Bez Hashem, he should continue to do Nisim Bezman Hazeh, and give us back all Yerushalayim, Bishleima, Bishleimusa, with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, as we get into Maseches Midos. Okay. Says the Mishnah, start right from the top, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. As we know, the Masechta goes from out to in, right? So we discussed yesterday, Harabayas, the measurements of Harabayas, and what the halachas are of Harabayas, who's allowed to go in, who's allowed to go out. This parak should be learned parallel with the first parak in Maseches Kelim, which also talks about different the ten kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. But now we get into the Mishnah. Lifnim mimenu sorig. Inside, so we have the Harabayas. Now we're going further in. In from the Harabayas, we have the Sarig. You have a large area in the area of the Harabayas where a lot took place for Am Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael gathered there. So Lefnimi Menu, but further in, the next layer in, the next border in is the Sorig. What is the Sorig? So there's a machlokas. We showed him exactly what the Sorig looked like. The Rush says that it was just a north-south wall. A north-south wall in the Harabayas. Most we showed him, the Rambam and others assume that the Sorig was a fence that went around the Azara, including the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Kohen, all the Azara. There was a fence that went around. Because here it says, Gavoa, and it went around all four sides. Gavoa, Asara Tvachim, Vishlosh, and it went up 10 Tvachim. As we know, 10 Tvachim is the shear of a wall, and therefore it went up 10 Tvachim. Vishlosh Esrei Pirtos, Hayubosh, Pirtso Malcha Yavan. 13 Pirtsos, the Malchus Yavan was broke through. They broke through the Sorig. Chazru V'Gidrum, and when the Yavanim were defeated, and Kadosh Baruch Hu helped in the Purim story Am Yisrael to overtake again. So what they do? Hanukkah. Chazru v'Gidrum. They went and they closed it up. The Gazru Kenegdan Yudgimel Shtachavayos. And they were Gozer Kenegdan, right opposite them. Whenever we pass by one of the Pirtzos, which then turned into became closed 13 times when one bows down to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That is the Sorig that's surrounding the Chel. So one does not appreciate this Mishnah, as I said, except if you learn another Mishnah. The Mishnah back in Maseches, or in the future, Maseches Kelim, where the Mishnah says, what is the Sorig halachically therefore? Because out of the number of people that are now allowed to go in, maybe a Tamei Meis also, but also a non-Jew. Somebody who is Eino Yehudi is not allowed to go past the Sorig. That's exactly why the Yavanim wanted to break them down. Because they're Homahus, right? The mitzvahs that they targeted were the mitzvahs that symbolized a special connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, right? No Bris Milah, and no learning, and Rosh Chodesh, which symbolizes our ability to create our own calendar. So all of that they got rid of because they said, don't be like us. Remember, they didn't want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. You could have your temple, we could have our temple, they just were metame, the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't break the wall, they just made 13 holes in the wall. Yeah, you think you're different, you think this is a border, but this is going to keep us out? No way. Right, we're going in there. So with that background, we appreciate what exactly this fact in Midos is about. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Lo hayu ovdei kochavim rasha'im likanis bachel, lefichach na'aseh hasorig. That's why the sorig was there. B'shvil kein, ha'yavanim partu bapirtzos, ho'ov v'na'aseh lahavdil osam, mavo yoter p'nimi, v'lakach ha'shechazu Yisrael, v'zachu l'gdarim, tiknu akol geder, hishtachavaya lahodos l'ashem, ki tof. Right, that is the Tosfos Yontif right here, who's mayor and connects the Mishnah here in Midos to the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. Good, so they have a Sorig, and now we're going further in. Ten Tvachim high, and within the Sorig was the Chel. Lefnim Mimenu HaChel, Eser Amos, 10 Amos inside, that's the next area. Vishnei Meser Ma'alos Hayusham, and now to get into the Ezras Nashim, we're going to go from east to west. East to west. That's going to be the Kedusha goes from east to west. As we know, Shechina B'mayrav, the ultimate point of Shechina is in the west. And that is why there are various halachas about, in Maseches Brachos, about how one goes to the bathroom and how one sleeps when one is out in the open. When one is in a house, then doesn't really, post-complete doesn't matter. But here we're going from east to west. So on the east side, there were 12 steps up into the Ezras Nashim. Shemesh Malos Hayusham Rumawa Chatzi Ama Vishilcha Chatzi Ama. It was half an Ama, each one up, Mala, and Shilcha, the horizontal length of the step, was also Chatzi Ama. Pine. Kala Malos Hayusham Rum Mala Chatzi Ama Vishilcha Chatzi Ama. All the steps in the Beis HaMikdash were up a half and across a half an Ama. Chutz Mishel Ulam, except the ones going into the Ulam on the west side of the Mizbeach. Right, those steps going into the Ulam, those had a different shear, as we will discuss. But once we have rules like this, that all of them were like this except for that, so we have a few more. Kol ha'psachim shehayusham, gofan chaf amah v'rachman eser amos. All the doors that were in the Beis HaMikdash were 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. Chutz Mishel Ulam, which was much wider. The Ulam was huge. It was a massive structure, and we'll get to the Shi'urim. Kol ha'psachim shehayusham hayu lahen d'lasos, chutz mishel ulam. All the psachim, all the doorways had doors, except for the ulam, which out of a door, it had a curtain getting into the ulam, which was in front of the heichal. Kol ha'sha'arim shehayusham hayu lahen shkufos. all the gates that were there were shakuf, meaning there was two vertical boards and a horizontal board on top, what we call a tzuras ha-pesach. Tzuras ha-pesach, what's needed for hilchos erevin and hilchos mezuzah, the tzuras ha-pesach. Chutz bishal tedi, except for the tedi gate, which was shahayu shem shteyavan and muto zu agavzu. Tedi gate was what we would call a teepee, right? It was just two stones leaning on each other, on top, pointy. That was the mesorah that one has. Remember, all of the structure, one cannot make up their own structure. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was passed down to Shlomo HaMelech, and then ultimately given to Yechezkel. There were differences between the various structures, but this is the structure of the one described here in Midos. We'll get to more of that in a second. Kol ha-sha'arim shahayu sham, nishtanu liyo shel zahav, chutz mishar niknar. All the gates, once Bnei Yisrael became affluent enough, were changed to gold, except for Shar Nikanor, except for the Nikanor gate, the one on the east side, Bebede Shanasa Bohanes, as we know from the nace that was done in Meseches Yuma, how he made the gates in Egypt, and he brought them, the doors, and he brought them on the boat, and there was a tremendous storm, and one of the doors was thrown off the boat, and then they were going to throw the other door, and he jumps on the door and says, you throw the door, you throw me too. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Mesiris Nefesh, and the storm abated, and ultimately when they got to Eretz Yisrael, the other door was miraculously floating next to the boat, and because of that nace, and everybody should remember the nace and the Mesiris Nefesh of Nicanor, that's why they kept the name Nicanor, and they also did not do the gate over with gold, because of the nace. Others say on a more practical level, no, the copper was a shiny type of copper. That's why none of this miraculous stuff, you know, just a practical reason. Shiny type of copper, and therefore it did not, it was not changed. Good. All of these structures, as we just alluded to, the first Mikdash, the second Mikdash, the Mishkan, the Menachas Chinuch, we mentioned in the past, just to mention it again, discusses, we know that there is an Issa Daraisa to make structures of the various structures of the Beis HaMikdash for my own benefit, for like a Yisholchan and making a menorah. And including making it's a brisa we had earlier in Seder Kachim, and including making the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, making an Azara and a Heichal in the exact order. The question though is, he asks, which one does it go by? Does it go by Mikdash Rishon? That's when the Torah was given, that's when the Yisra was given. Does it go by Mikdash Sheni? Does it go Vechulu? And the Menachas Chinuch suggests that maybe it goes by whenever you live. Whenever you live, if you live during Mikdash Rishon, and the Israel is Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni is Mikdash Sheni. If you live Bisman, that there's no base on Mikdash, suggest the Menachas Chinuch Luli de Mistafina. I haven't seen it anywhere, but I would suggest that this is not a mitzvah that applies Bisman Hazeh. You only have it at a time when there is a Mikdash there, but if there's no Mikdash there, or if there's no Mishkan there, then there is no such Isser. So that is the suggestion of the Menachas Chinuch, even though he hasn't seen it anywhere. Okay, so that is something that relates to all of these Mishnayos. As we continue, says Mishnah Dalad, V'chol haksalim shahayu shamayu gvoim. Also, all the walls were very high walls, chutz mikosel ha-mizrachi, except for the eastern wall. Why? Shahakoin asori v'sapara, omei b'rosh ha-mishcha. Because the Kohen that burns the Paraduma on Har HaZesim has to stand on Har HaZesim, which is also known as Har HaMishcha, umiskavein v'roeh b'pizcho shel Heichal, b'shas hazayis ha-dam, and he has to see into the Heichal, as he's zorik the Dam of the Paraduma on Har HaZesim, so the east wall has got to be low, because he's got to see straight in. He's got to see straight in, so that's why it has to be lower. Then the other walls don't have to be lower, but he has to see straight in, so the wall can't be high, which would block his vision. Right? Har HaZesim used to be the symbol of Tahara. That's where the Paraduma was done, and that's where they built a ram, so there's no Tumah there. At a certain point later in history, because of the Midrashim about Tchias HaMesim first starting from Har HaZesim, so it became a Beis HaKvaris, a very holy Beis HaKvaris, but a Beis HaKvaris nonetheless. So, in order to, Beis HaShem, maybe that's why Mashiach's going to have to, Tchias HaMesim is going to happen there first, because we got to get the Har HaZesim ready for the Paraduma, so we could all be Tar Mitumas Meis. So that's why it might be connected to the Mesorah of Tchias HaMesim happening from there first. There is a Brisker Rav in Maseches Para, which deals with the steer in the Rambam, Maseches Para and Hilchas Para, there is a Maseches Para as well, but in the Rambam, the Brisker Rav points out that there are two Rambams. Rambam number one says in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey of Maseches Hilchas Para Duma, Hiza V'lo Kivein Kineged HaHeichal Psula. if the Kohen Gadol was mazeh and he was not mechavin kinega the heichal, it's possible. It has to be mechavin kinega the heichal. Shneamar el nochach penei ol moed. Ad sheyechavin kinega the heichal v'yehei ro'ehu. They should see it. V'cheidim shachta osarfa shlo kinega the heichal psula. Kinega the heichal. And he says, why does the Rambam leave out sheyechavin kineged ha-pesach? As we have in our Mishnah, umiskavin v'ro pepischo shel heichal. The language of the Rambam in Dalet Hay is just sheyechavin kineged ha-heichal. V'tzarachiyim ha mehishvin ha-Rambam haftina to be in the sheyechavin kineged ha-pesach. Mishnah is meforosho saying, bepara u'bemidos sheyechavin v'azoh kineged ha-pesach. Why is that? And he asks questions. The Rambam himself says, in Ilchas Beis Abchiri, he quotes our halacha about the wall being low down. So he quotes that halacha of the walls being shorter. So why, when he describes the avoda of the para in Hilchas Para, he does not quote the Pesach? In classic Briskerev style. What's mukrach, obviously, what must you say? Tzvirli de be'emes lo nomar d'klal din shal k'neged ha-pesach v'sreve z'apar. There's no din per se of seeing the doorway of the heichal. That's not the din. That's not the conceptual din of the doorway. There's nothing special about the doorway of the heichal. De'kradi afinan minei b'sifri shehi miskavin v'roa pischo shal heichal b'shas ha-saz adam lok sivei pesach klal. The pasuk that you learn it out from doesn't say pesach rock, nochach p'nei o'amoed. Doesn't say the doorway. It says nochach opposite o'amoed the heichal. V'yim kein ikar ha-dinhu shrak shehi neged ha-heichal atzmo. Avo pesach lo b'inan klal. It's got to be neged the heichal. But not negad pesach ha-heichal. Aye, what does it mean when it says pesach? Our Mishnah v'chulu lav de ikar dina huzesha yira es etzem ha-pesach. Elamishum dari be'ikar adin nomar de tarti be'inon kivun v'ri'iyah. It's just that the Kohen has to direct his actions to the heichal and see the heichal. V'halo b'shvil zeh asu asakos la-mizrachi shel harabayis namuch b'klei she'akohen yuchal liros me'al gava pischo shel heichal. He's got to see it. You got to see inside. So normally the way to see inside is through the door. But it's not that per se you have to see the door. Right? Let's say he was a little raised up so you could see above the wall inside. That would also be okay. Doesn't have to see Pesach HaHechel. It's just that Pesach is on the eastern side and he's on the east of that and that's the way to see in. And that's why he says that, but it's lav dafka that it's a din in lomdis of Pesach ha-heichal. The heichal is what's significant, not the Pesach ha-heichal. Avam asher bo'es ha-binyon mi bachutz ein zeh ri'iyas ha-heichal. You can't see it from the outside. That's not called ri'iyas ha-heichal. Da'binyon mi bachutz la-heichal mikri. V'zeo yisod kolach milsa. Tebinon keneged ha-pesach b'chdei she-yuchal liros bo es ha-heichal atzmo mi bifnim. She-zeo etzem ha-heichal. V'aleh ko'i kura dal nochach p'nei omoid avolo mishum de ri'iyas pesach. And he quotes that a number of times, that idea. It's a din of inside, not the wall itself. What you have to see. What the Kohen Gadol has to see. I didn't bring the sources, but this is also an interesting discussion of what you have to see for of the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about for Paraduma, but for the Takata Drabanan of Korea, of tearing one's begadim when one sees Makoma Sakadoshim. Right? The Arei Yehuda, which is why Bismana said people don't do that. We had a shiur on this a couple of years ago. But Makom HaMikdash is a separate din, according to Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Eichel HaMikdash, that one has to see when one's ro'eh Makom HaMikdash b'chur bana, one tears. One tears the clothing. What does Mikdash b'chur bana mean? What does that mean? So there are some poskim of Sternbach and others that say it means Ritzpas Hazara. The Ritzpah. And therefore, Sternbach writes that he's always machmid to do the Kriya when he's raised up in a certain direction, when he could see mamish the Ritzpah, when he could see down on the other side of the Kotel, on the inside. Most poskim assume the Bach 400 years ago. Already the Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz, right? 1600s, early 1600s. Says the Bach, he does Kriya when he sees the dome. When he sees the dome of the rock, it was ready, right? The Bach had the same thing, right? The Bach saw the same thing that we see, Rachman al-Islan. Right, so the Bach says when he sees that, that's already Bechor Bana. That's really Berchabon, Mamish, the Ritzvah Zazara. It's hard to see the Ritzvah Zazara. But he says right when he sees the dome. Meaning, one doesn't have to get all the way up into the Kotel. When, let's say, one is walking down the steps from the Rovah HaYehudi, when you're on top of the steps, right before you go, the last section, make a left down the stairs, when you're up there and you see Harabayas, and we see the dome, that's right there. Right there, Meshkachek Yushalayim, whatever the Minag one has to say in terms of tearing Kriya from up there. But again, there are some poskim that are mamish makbid for the Ritzvah Sazar, but the Minag Olam is not to dafka go to a certain place where you can see most of the place, most of the directions you can't see from the from in. Okay, so that is in terms of seeing, and that is the Briskarav on Para. Mishnah Hey. Ezra Sanoshim. So now we're going further. We got in from the Sorek into the Chael, and now we're into the Azara. As we know, east to west, east is the Ezra's Nashim, west is the Ezra's, what we call the Azara, colloquially, which really has in it the Ezra's Yisrael, the first 11 Amos, and then the Ezra's Kohanim, the next 11 Amos. But before that, to the east of that is the Ezra's Nashim. Ezra's HaNashim Ha'isa Orech Me'a V'Shloshim V'Chamesh. Al Rocha Me'a V'Shloshim V'Chamesh. It was a square. 135 by 135. Out of that 135, there was space taken by four rooms on each corner. Each corner of the Ezra's Nashim had a room, right? That took up space for the Simchas Beis HaShaweva also. Took up space. They needed those rooms there. They didn't have roofs. This is how they're going to be also. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel. Vayotzi'eni el ha-chatzer ha-chitzonah. Hashem took me to the outer chatzer, vayavireni el arba'as miktsoe ha-chatzer, vihine, chatzer b'miktsoe ha-chatzer, v'gomer b'arba'as miktsoe ha-chatzer, chatzeros keturos. Right, there were four other little yards within the larger yard. What does keturos mean? Vein keturos el sheinu makuros. Keturos means not roofed, meaning kitur is like smoke, it'll go straight up, meaning there's no roof. So keturos can mean einon makuros. Umahayim shamshos. What were they used for? Baruch Hashem. We have to remember, we can't be mekayimet halacha today. So this is how we're being mekayimet. Dromus Mizrachis, he haisa lishkas hanezirim. The southeastern corner is the lishkas hanezirim. The lishka for the nezirim. What they do there? Shesham hanezirim mevashlim eshalmehem. There, on the nezirim used to cook their shlamim. Remember, the parts of the carbon of the nazir had to be cooked. The zroa b'sheila, one of the major sources in shas for hilchas kashrus. The Zroa B'Sheila, that's cooked in that room in the southeast corner. Umegalchen Asaira, and when we cut off the Nazir's hair, we throw the hair under the cooking shlamim. Umeshalchim Tachas Adud. Right, that's what we do. That was the southeast corner of the Ezra's Nashim. If you remember a couple of years ago, we mentioned a beautiful thought from Rabbi Leff, Rabbi Zev Leff from Moshav Matasyo. Why dafka the hair? What's the symbol of the hair? We know, okay, you could say drinking wine. You know, you could think of why drinking wine should be excluded. Wine leads to many problems. Read Tanakh, right? Many people with drugs. Wine we can understand. Tumas Mace, we can also understand. Tumas symbolizes death. He should be life. Tumas symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hester upon him. But why the hair? What does the hair have to do with it? So Rabbi Leff writes in his English Sefer, he discusses the Machlokas Rishonim about a Nazir being a Kadosh or a Chote, Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim, Rambam Rabban. And he quotes there that the ultimate purpose of a Nazir, or the purpose of a person, is to have proper balance in life. Have that proper balance between our Ruchnis and our Gashmias. That's the Rambam Shvil Hazav in Ilchas Deos. We can't be too much this way, too much that way. We have to give some money to Staka and not give all of our money to Staka. We have to be not a pushover, but not somebody who's machpon on everything. We have to be somewhere in the middle, except for the exceptions to the rule, which the Rambam says are Kas and Gaiva. Besides those two, we have to be in the middle. What's a Nazir? A Nazir is somebody who feels that he's a little off kilter to one side, so he's got to go to the other side. Not as a goal, but just to get back on track, get back to the middle. Push the pendulum the other way, so he'll end up back in the middle. So that's the goal of a Nazir. Says Rabbi Leff, quoting Rav Gifter, that hair is the transitional area between Gashmias, my body, and what's above me, symbolizes Ruchnias. The hair is the place of transition. In this context, we can better understand the requirement that the Nazir let his hair grow wild. The hair corresponds to the spiritual connections that link a person to his spiritual essence above. When the hair is in order, when we're mesudar, then my hair is mesudar. A Nazir is a little off kilter. That's the message of the hair growing wild and long, that he's working on himself, but right now he's not in balance. Even the hair is in order, the physical and spiritual world mesh. Both the king and the Kohanim are required to cut their hair regularly as a sign of the orderly bond to the spiritual world. So we know, Kohanim have to get their hair cut, right, every month. The Kohen Gadol has to get his hair cut every week. The Melech has to get his hair cut every day. Right, every day, that's the importance. A Nazir must let his hair grow wild to signify the short circuit that necessitates his temperance. At the conclusion of his lesson in self-control, he shaves his hair to signify a new beginning, a total reorganization and rewiring of his physical spiritual bonds. The hair is then burned under the pot in which his shlamim, why dafka the shlamim? Because the shlamim is also, Hashem gets some shlamim, and I get some shlamim, and the Kohanim gets some shlamim. Shlamim is the carbon that symbolizes shalem and shalom and tranquility between all the different parts of my life. That's why dafka under the shlamim, the hair is taken. That's the message. That's what happens in the southeastern corner of the Ezras Nashim. That's the Lishkas HaNazirim. Next corner. First wide line. Mizrachis Tsefonis, the northeast corner. Hiyasa Lishkas HaEitzim. That was the wood Lishka. Sheshama Kohanim Bali Mumin Matzliin HaEitzim. That's where the Kohanim Bali Mumin, who couldn't do the Avoda, they stayed there and checked the wood for worms. And every wood that was wormy is pasul al gabei mizbech. We mentioned a few days ago as well that the Gemara says in Maseches Tainis and in Bava Basra that this was one of the six events that happened on Tu Ba'av. Why? Am Yisrael made such a big party. That was the last day. That was the day they finished checking the wood that was going to be used for the next couple of months in the winter. That was the day that the wood wasn't getting as dry as it should be. There was more chance of worms. Therefore, they just said, forget it. No more wood. This is enough. We have enough. And therefore, they made a party, either because they finished a great mitzvah, as the Rashbam says in Bava Basra, or because now they had more time to learn. That was the two Ba'av Gemara. There is a question, we have this back in Maseches Menachos, if somebody is a Makdish wood, you can be Makdish wood, God for the Mizbeach. What happens if somebody is Makdish a wormy piece of wood? Does he violate the Issa D'Araisa being Makdish Abal Mum? Right, that was the Gemara we had back in Menachos on Pehem Abes. Hikdishan. Or we had a couple of questions. What about if somebody is makdish soles, flour, that's wormy? Ruba, right? Shehitliya. Ruba, psula. V'chita shesliya, ruba, psula. It's by Rabbi Yirmiyah. By Rava. Hikdishan maushe yilke aleihen mishum balmum. Kivan de pasil ke balmum, dummy. It's a balmum. I was about to say balmum. Odilma ain balmum el bebehema. Teku. Right? That's no answer given. But that is the language of the Gemara. If you look in the chinuch here has a problem with the Shittas HaRambam. But the Rambam gets it from that Gemara. The Gemara says you can malchus or not for being malchus of Baal Mum. We know we discussed that length in mitzvah shir. There are many mitzvahs that are related to Baal Mum. All the different sections of the Avoda have their own separate Isur D'Araisa. If you look in Emor, in the chinuch, from Reish Pei Hei through Reish Sadik Beis, we have the Isur of the mitzvah being Makar V'tamim, but the Isur of putting a mum on a carbon, the Isur of Zrikas Adam of a Baal Mum, the Isur of Shchid of a Baal Mum, the Isur of Haktar of a Baal Mum, the Isur of making somebody into a Baal Mum. But the first one is to be Makdish Baal Mum. I'm not allowed to be Makdish Baal Mum, Gabi Amizbech. That's mitzvah Reish Pei Hei. Says the chinuch there, v'nohegas b'chol machum v'chol zman, b'zachar min hakev, it applies to zman hazeh, b'zman hazeh, rachman al islan, if I, not rachman al islan, but I shouldn't do it, it'll just lead to problems, if I'm makdish b'al mum b'zman hazeh, I violate, v'chol over al evikdish b'al mum, afilu b'zman hazeh, over al avzeh, u'min anireh, but then he quotes, it appears to me that there's no malchus. Shalo yeba malchus, l'fish yeba maisa. Zeba maisa. And yet, the Rambam says you get malchus, I don't understand why. If I'm makrev a balmum, okay, I'm doing a maisa. If I'm zorik the dam of a balmum, I get malchus. If I'm makdish, I just say the words. Right? I get malchus, says the Rambam. Says the chinuch, v'ulai ya'aseyu kamemir. Sheyesh ba malchus, ava bishem ba maisa. Maybe the Rambam says this is like one of those exceptions, like tamura. Even though the Gemara says that tamura is an exception, the Gemara doesn't say that hakdash's balmum is an exception. Shezevze hektashu ve'elov nishma v'torah nevakesh mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzevakosu. Okay, the Chiddush ends off that the Rambam is a malach, and therefore, not a malach, but the malach Hashem tzevakos, and therefore, we don't know, but this is his shita. That's a big discussion, but he gets it from that Gemara that we just read. The Gemara says, if you're makdish eitzim mitulaim, do you get malchus or not? But you see from there, from that Gemara, that there is malchus for hakdashas baal mum. That is an important ha'ara of the chinuch about the shitas Rambam. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So now we know two of the four corners. What took place there? Next, Sfonis Maravis, northwest corner. He isa lishkas mitzoraim. That was the lishka of the mitzoraim, where they stayed to do what? Look at the rush, four lines from the bottom. Quoting the Tosefta, Lamanik Ris Kane, Al Shem Shem Mitzoraim, Tovlin Shem Bishmini Litarasan. Right on the eighth day, they're Tovlin for twice, they count 7 days after they're told that they can become tar, and then on the eighth day they go to the mikveh there. They went to the mikveh the night before, but they were tefula yom, but they also, this morning on the eighth, they're going to have to do the avodah, sticking their thumbs into the azara, the Ezras Yisrael, and therefore they have to go to the mikveh again, and that's where the mikveh was, in the lishkas mitzoraim. Ma'arav is deromis, the southwestern corner, the one that was to the left of the Dalsos of Nicanor, Maravas Dromus, Amr Buzman Yaakov, Shachachti Mahishai Mishameshes. I forgot! Why did Reb Yehuda Hanasi put that in Mishnayos? Because we all forget things. Even Reb Buzman Yaakov. Right, what is that line doing there? So, everybody's human. Even though some people are more human than others. But he was, this is the Tanoim. Abishalomer, I'll tell you. Sheshama Yunostim Yain Veshemen. That's where they kept wine and all that people needed for Nisachim, and for Mekarbanos Mincha. He is a Nikres Lishkas Beishmanya. It was called Beishmanya from the word Shemen. It was called that. That's where people, it was one of the storage rooms where they kept wine and oil. Vechalaka Haisa Barosha. The entire area of the Ezras Nashim was flat. There were no upper levels originally. Vehikifua kitzotzra, as we know from Maseches Sukkah, they eventually built a balcony. Shahanashim roas milamalon, vanashim milamatan, so the women could be up above during the Simchas Beit HaShoeva, the men below. Kidei shelo yiu mi'uravin, so they are not mixed together. This Mishnah Maseches Midos is one of the few sources in Shas for the concept of mechitza, for the concept of separation between men and women during tefillah. The ultimate big question, again, just to mention it, big question, what is the ultimate purpose of mechitza? What's the ultimate purpose of mechitza? Major discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam, Pirshim, Shais, and Sukkah, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, and others. Rav Moshe summarizes many of these in one of his early tshuvas. Rav Moshe has many tshuvas about mechitza, but obviously this was a hot topic 50, 60 years ago. Rav Moshe writes in Chelik Aleph Similamites, a tshuva written in 1946, Tavshin Vav. It was written to Malas Kvod, Rav David Stern, Menal Yeshiva Starvadas. Okay, it was written, what you asked me about mechitza between men and women. It says, what's the purpose and how high? The big issue is the issue of mechitza to prevent vision, to prevent seeing each other, or just to create a situation where there's no Kalas Rosh, and to keep separate. So Rav Moshe says, clearly, it is not to prevent vision. Rav Moshe says that. Says, even though there's a Rambam in the Pirshim Mishnayis there, but he says that is not the Pashut. He says, Pashut, first he quotes, it's a Din Daraisa, first of all, because you need a Pasik. The Gemara in Sukkah quotes a Pasik. How were they able to build a balcony? If there wasn't warm mitzvahs, it's part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So how were they able to change the structure? The answer is based on a Pasik. Okay, they quote the Pasik. But then he quotes, that's the first half of the Tshuva. And then he says, in the continuation, Hayotze Mizeh, Gamba Vatiknati Hashem Miskapsin Shom Anashim Anashim Lispalel, Tob Yosel Asas Guzustura Shanashim Yulamala. That's the best, to have a balcony. Vimeizet Tam Kashal Asas Guzustura Tzrichim Asas Mechitza Mamish Kazu Shatimana Milavo Lidei Kalos Rosh. That's the ultimate purpose, right? To create, I once heard it by Neuberger, formulated as, the purpose of a mechitza is to create a sense of separation. That's what has to be done. A sense of separation. And don't look at other laws of mechitza, like for Shabbos or for Sukkah, because you can have mechitzas there that don't create a sense of separation. That there's still plenty of kalos. You can have a 10 tefachim high mechitza, that's not going to create a sense of separation. 10 tefachim is not high. And here's Ramosha. Again, we're not having a shiur on mechitza now, but just to mention what he says. After standing, it's still up to the shoulders. That's Rav Moshe. Because you see clearly, says Rav Moshe, it's not his stockless. I might add in, he doesn't mention it. But the Ramban in Parshas Vayelech, I think, right? I think it's by Hakel. Maybe it's in Kisavo. One of those. One of those. The Ramban writes Ala Torah, where he talks about, I think it's by Hakel, for the Anashim, Nashim, and Nashim to all. He says the, Baruch Arashar Yakim is Sefer Torah Zos. It's on that pasuk. That's in Kisavo. Right, so on that pasuk, he says, what's the Baruch HaShem Yakum to establish? He says, that's a remez to Hagba, when men, women, and children all come to shul to see the Torah. See, Mamar says, he quotes there, I think it's the earlier sources in Sechah Sofrim, men, women, and children. So after, meaning the women can see the Torah also. They can only see the tips of the... It's beforeish. Beforeish. The Rav Moshe says beforeish. It's not a question of a stockless, but it has to be a balance of having a situation where there's no kalos rosh. That's what Rav Moshe says. V'yavsha Rambam lepirushab lemishna sukkah kasav kadeshal istaknu ha'anashim b'nashim balkarchach ein lefarish b'sad isser istaklus. It's not isser istaklus. Well, many other sources say it's an isser of kalos rosh. Akaz of zeh machmash shesover shesaklus mevila kalos rosh aval kalponim rakash efshar lovelim mizela kalos rosh. If the women are all the way up, shayach le'isser. K'shein lemala below mechitza, ulamata mechitza gavoa, and acher ektefayim shein shayach lachos lekalus rosh lo ichbas lon v'estaklus afla haRambam. V'avim nistapik b'kavanasa b'rusha ladina ein lano elamashakadav Rambam behil chosav behilchas beis abchira kedesha lo yiu meurvavin. As our lashon says, v'chein perachas miuchas lulav kedesha lo yisarvu eluim elu. That's the key. V'chulu hamachmirin lagbia. You want to be machmir? Okay, that's your choice. You can say some women aren't dressed properly, so you do need that, because there's issues of davening in front of a woman that's not dressed properly, but especially if it's in the back, then there's no issue. If it's in the back, if the balcony is on the front, so then it's not an issue. That's the shir he says. 18, how much is a tefach? Okay, now, anyway, this is the Rosh Tshuva. There's a lot of tshuvas, there's a lot written about it. I just wanted to mention this one. This is the first one. In Aleph Yutes in Arachayim. The next Shuvah he has the Isra of Estaklis Benashim. The next Shuvah, Harosai al Shuvasi, right, and this is a couple years later, 1952. Again, there's a Rosh has many, many Shuvahs. Then he has 1955. Another one, where to put the Bima, Kshanashim Heimala Balkini. Yotzin bazem mitzara din mechitza, afsha mechitza nemucha, me'acha sheim begova, avo me'acha shehochos bizroos megulos, like I said before, if they're not dressed properly, tzorach lahosif yuria actually yisroos zroosayen, v'imafsha tov lahosif actually yurgama seira shalahen, right, that's the marker of a curtain where they can see, but you can't see them, right, okay, on top of the avo batik nesi, yasheishlam balcony, e makpit, and shuv, and yodea tam, ubevade shumi shum shein yichon lasos klum shlo yishmul, okay, b'chuli, continues. He says, do the best you can. Okay, then he quotes about, what about a glass mechitza? Then he talks about one-way mirror is the best. V'shamati ki yesh zechuches. This is written in 1957. Yesh zechuches sherak mitzad echad yecholon liros. I heard that there's some type of glass. V'tov lasos b'zechuches kazush anashim yecholon liros v'anashim lo yecholon liros. B'nei didido, Moshe Feinstein. Right, that's the... It's a couple later on. A bunch of tshuvas all the way. But it all starts from this Mishnah. This Mishnah, which is quoted in Sukkah. Right, everybody talks about it in Masechas Sukkah, because who learns Masechas Midos? Baruch Hashem, we're learning Masechas Midos. Vayter. V'tesos Milos, Olos, Mitocha, Le'ezras Yisroel, Kadagatesos Milos, Shabbat Tehillim. Here we go. 15 steps now, from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael, Kenega, the 15 Shira Malos in Tehillim. Shalvein La'alvim Omrim B'shir, because that's the steps that they stood up when the Levim sung Shir. When? By the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We learned earlier that in Mesechas Tamid, that they stood inside, next to them is Be'ach HaChitza, and when they said Shir by the Nesachim, so said the Rashir, they said Shir by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on the steps. Lo hayu terutos, elo mukavos kechazi goren agulo. They weren't straight, but they were a semicircle. The steps went in a semicircle, beautifully up to the Ezras Yisrael. Vayter, up to the doors, Nicanor doors. V'lishachos hayu tachas Ezras Yisrael. And to know, says the Mishnah, turning over, because there were 15 steps up, and the Ezras Yisrael was raised, so they had, if you would go straight from east to west in the Ezras Nashim, there were rooms there. Because the Azara, what we call the Azara, was raised up, so there were rooms there. So what was there? There was a basement. The way to get in was the Ezras Nashim. Shasham halavim nosnim kinoros nuvalim umusatayim v'chol kleshir. The instrument room. There was an instrument room there. That's where they kept all the instruments. Again, realize that music was a tremendous focus by the Nesachim, like we described the exciting, in the end of Tamid, and he did the waving, and they started doing trumpets, and it was a major part, and that's why in that context, you have to realize why after the Churban, there were all these takanas against music. Look, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch would put the music industry out of business today. Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow music. There are mamas, Mekom, we have Sarcheya, we need it, and there's this Kulas. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Moshe, by the way, is very machmir in regard to this area too, the whole music industry. But it has to do with this context, that music was such a part of the Beis HaMikdash. So post the Beis HaMikdash, how could we do it? Right, remember the Gemara Bava Basra? They were even thinking about not eating meat. And they said it's impossible, you have to eat meat. But it so hurt them because eating meat was also a major part of the Beis HaMikdash. Everything has to be seen in that context. And that's one of the reasons why we don't eat meat during the 9 days. Not just simcha, but because of the meat of the karbanos, that we have 9 days at least that we don't. Next, we go into the doors of the Azara, first 11 Amos, Ezras Yisrael. So everything is north-south 135. North-south 135, that stays the same. But now going east to west. So the first 11 Amos are what's called Ezras Yisrael, where Yisraelim could go in. V'chein Ezras Kohanim, I saw Orech Kuf Amma V'kuf V'lamed Hei Al Roch of Yer Aleph. The Ezras Kohanim was exactly the same size, 135 by 11. And how do you know the difference? For us, Epispesin, Mavdil, Ben Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Kohanim. Just like they had in the Beis HaMokad, if you remember. To remember, half was in Chol and half was in Kodesh. So to here, they had little pieces of wood at the end, making sure that you knew the border. Up until where to go up to. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Mala Isa. There was a step. There was a step going after the first 11 Amos to the left 11, next 11 Amos. Mala Isa Gavoa Amma Vaduchanasan Aleha. Right, there was a platform on it. They had a step there. Uba Shalosh Malo Shal Chati Chati Amma. And then there were three steps, each of a half an Amma up. Nimse says, as a Kohanim Gavoa Me'ezras Yisrael Shti Amos Umechsa. So if you do the math, it's 2.5 Amos. If you have one full one and then a couple of half ones, so it works out to be 2.5 amos raised. That is all according to Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas about? Right, the first Tanakhama says it wasn't raised. Right, it was raised. I saw Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says, well, it depends. The Kedushas Yisrael and the Kedushas Kohanim. How do you look at it? Is the Kedushas Kohanim totally qualitatively different? It's on another step up? That's the Kedushas Kohanim, and therefore it's stepped up. Or do you say, no, the Kedushas Kohanim flows from Kedushas Yisrael. It's just super Kedushas Yisrael, but it flows. That's why, no, it's only a step. You need a little marker, but it's straight through. Beautiful. You think it's just a technical machloka, there's a step. No. Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Kohanim. Reb Tzadok. Okay. Kol Hazara, Haisa Orach 187, Al Rochav 135. If you do add it all together, so 135, the Hazara by 187. V'yud gimel hishtachavayus hayusham, and there were 13 hishtachavayus there in the Azara. In the Azara, it says, besides the ones around the Soreg that we mentioned earlier. Abba Yossi, Menchanan Omer, Keneged Yud Gimel Sha'arim, the 13 gates that were described. Dromiyim, Smuchim, and now we continue, we'll list off the gates. Dromiyim, Smuchim, Lamarav. We listed off some of these gates already, but now we're going to list them off again. The southern ones, starting with the west to east, Shar HaElyon, Shar HaDelek, we had earlier Shar HaDelek, that's where the oil was kept, Shar HaBechoros, Shar HaMayim, V'lom HaNikra Shmo Shar HaMayim, why were these four in the south, why was that one called Shar HaMayim? Shebo Machnisin Slochish HaMayim Shal Nisach Pachag, that's where they brought in the water for Nisach HaMayim, the whole ceremony, if you remember in described elsewhere, the Nisach HaMayim with a lot of fanfare. It's amazing. One time a year, that's why that was called Nisach HaMayim. That was called the Shar HaMayim because of the one avoda. One avoda. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Bo hamayim mefachim asidim lios yotzin mitachas miftan abayis. No, that's where there's going to be a river flowing during Mashiach. It's not a Mashiach. The Gemara describes in Yuma, there's going to be a river, a well that's going through the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where it's going to come from. The Mepharshim point out there's a mikvah on that side too. That's why it makes sense. That's where the water is going to come from. Ula Uma, those are the four in the south. Ula Uma Sambit Safon, Smuch in the Meirev, starting with the west. Shar Yechanya, Shar HaKarbon, Shar HaNashim, Shar HaShir. As each one is described in the Mepharshim, what the purpose is for. Valama Nikra Shmo Shar Yechanya. Why is the northwest one called Shar Yechanya? Shabo Yasa Yechanya Begaluso. That's where Yechanya was sent out towards the end of Malachim Beis. That's where he was sent out into Galush. Sheba Mizrach, or now the east ones, Shar Nikanor, obviously the most famous one, Ubeis Pishpasin Hayelo, as we described already in Mesechas Tamid, I think, right? There were two little gates on either side of the Shar Nikanor, Echon Mimino, Echon Mispolo, one either side, Vishnayim B'mayrev, Lohayelahem Shem. And then two gates to the west of the Azara that they did not have a name. Good. Hadra Lachar Abayis, now we continue with the third parak. Hamizbeach Hayishloshe v'shtayim alamid beis. Mizbeach was perfect square, 32 by 32. It was exactly 32 by 32. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, because it was mechaper on here. Hurei halev. Mizbeach haola. Mizbeach haola. That's what it's talking about. We know there are three names to each of the mizbechos. Mizbeach haola, mizbeach hanachoshes, mizbeach hachitzon. Those are the three names to the mizbeach hachitzon. And the three names of the inner one, mizbeach haktores, mizbeach hapnimi, mizbeach hazav. Those are the three names to the inner mizbeach. But it's mizbeach haola, because most of the karbonos were karbonos ola. Ola is mechaper on what? Here, hurei halev. Lev 32. So that's the 32 mizbeach. It was 32 by 32. That's how you can remember the measurements. Ola ama, the karnis ama. Then you go. Now we're going to keep going in. You go up one amma on the base of the Mizbeach, and then you go in one amma, Zeo Yesod. So that ledge was called the Yesod. Nimseis, so it was like a box on a box on a box on a box, each getting smaller. So just imagine just the Yesod of the Mizbeach, that platform. So now you have a 30 by 30 space, because you went in one on each from each direction. So Nimseis Shloshim HaShloshim. Allah Chamesh V'Kanes Amma. Now you go up another five Amos, and you go in one Amma, Zeo So Hasoviv. Now you get to the middle ledge of the Mizbeach. Nimsa Chavches HaChavches. Now you have 28 by 28 going all the way up on top of the Mizbeach. Makam Akronos, now we're on top of the Mizbeach. Makam Akronos, Amma Mizeh, Amma Mizeh. Each Karen was an Amma by an Amma in the corner. Nimsa. So if you take out the measurements of the entire outside rim of the top of the Mizbeach. Obviously, you could walk in between the Kronos, but let's make it even. So if you take out that whole area, so what are you left with in the middle? Chavav al Chavav. 26 by 26. And that's the area where the Kohanim could walk. Malkam Hilach Ragli HaKohanim, Amma Mizeh V'Amma Mizeh. Right, the Kohanim walk around there. So now, more in the middle, Nimsa Chavdal al Chavdalid, the Kohanim need a couple of Ammas to walk. So that's why, in the middle, the place for the fire was 24 by 24, Makom HaMa'aracha. So, 24 by 24 in the middle, the Kohanim walked around there, and then you have the Kronos on the outside. Amar Reb Yossi, Mitzchila lo haya al chafches al chafches. Reb Yossi just knocks down a couple of the measurements. He says you start with 28 by 28, not 32 by 32. It's koach, the strength of the Mizbeach. He said, lay before, I'll add that on. Kohanis va'olah b'midazu, achanimsa makam ha'maracha chaf al chaf. So if you just keep adding on, so you have the makam ha'maracha is 20 by 20 instead of 24 by 24. Uksha'alu b'nei ha'gola, hosifo lavarba amos minat safon, v'dalar amos min ha'mayrev kimin gama. They added on, when they came up, kimin gama shenemar, as the pasuk says, how were they able to add on? They were able to add on because of a pasuk. Because the pasuk says in Yechezkel, v'ha'ariel, Ariel is the name of the Mizbeach. It's also a name of Yerushalayim. It's also the name of the Mizbeach in this pasuk. V'ha'ariel, Yud Beis Orech B'Shtemesre Rochav Rabua. 12 by 12. Yachol She'enu El Yud Beis El Yud Beis. You might think it's only 12 by 12. K'she'omer Al Arbaz Riva'av. It says on its four quarters, Malamed She'min Ha'emsa Humodeid. It's 12 by 12, and then you go out. Yud Beis Amal Echol Ruach. 12 to each size, therefore equals 24, and that's why they were able to add on. It was 20 by 20. They added on 4 amos on each side when they came back. That was the remez that they found in the pasuk to be able to expand the mizbeach. V'chut shel sikra chogro be'emsa l'hadum in adam hal yarnu l'dom ha'tachtonim. There was the chut ha'sikra, the red line in the middle. That was the separation between the bloods. Big discussion in the achronim. Is the chut ha'sikra what we call siman or siba? Does the chut ha-sikra, because it's there, that creates Lamala Lamata, or it's just a siman for Lamala Lamata? Lamai Nafkamina, what if there is no Chuta Sikra? Is there still a din of Lamala Lamata where there is no Chuta Sikra? What if you put the Chuta Sikra or in the wrong place? So then, does it go by the Chuta Sikra? Does it go by the actual Lamala Lamata? Okay, discussion in the Achronim, the Brisker Rav, and others. And its Yisod goes to the whole north side, the whole west side. The Ochel, Bidarom, Ama, Achaz, Ubimizrach, Ama, Achaz, and it went on the south. And the east side, only one Amma. As we know, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Zvachim Nun Gimel, which maybe we'll start off and we'll read it tomorrow again and talk about it. The southeast side, most of the south and most of the east side did not have a Yesod because the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Chalak of Binyamin. How does that work with the Yesod of Yushalayim Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim? Right? How does that work? Why is it so important for Binyamin and Yehuda not to overlap? But Hashem, we'll talk about more starting tomorrow, related to those issues. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue more, but there's no better way to fulfill a kiyum of Yom Yerushalayim than to study some of the mitzvos of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim.